ShopRite's made the most of its essential service status during hard lockdown. The retailer's online focus helped the group produce an increase in sales to a record near 157 billion rand, with elevated sales growth seen across its segments. In the 2 weeks before lockdown took effect and since July, the company has traded ahead of expectations. Pieter Engelbrecht, who's CEO of ShopRite, joins us on the line now with greater perspective on this performance and its sustainability during the current economic climate. Pieter, thanks so much for your time this evening. So you've gained market share for these 16 months to the end of June, with sales growing despite the COVID-19 disruption, as I've mentioned. How much of this goes beyond ShopRite being an essential services provider on most fronts at a time like this?
I think that the strategy that we've put out 3 years ago, we stuck to it. We believe it's the right thing and the right thing for these times. Our whole drive into digitalization, I think, also prepared us quite well going into the COVID scenario. And we took a very conservative approach. We expected the worst. So we had a lot of innovation in progress, and I think it came together for us quite well on a number of fronts, not least the fact that we generated over 6.6 billion in free cash flow.
Yeah, I guess also, Pieter, it's coincided at a time where you've repositioned Checkers itself, because it represents, 39.6% of local sales, targeting now the mid to upper end of the market. So talk us through the stride you're making there. You alluded to your online presence, and I must say, I see a lot of the Checkers bikes zooming around off late, and that's have to have accelerated a lot of the progress you have made.
Yes, so I think in the past 12 months, that whole innovation from the fresh drive and our aim to get a bigger share wallet of the upmarket wallet was then accelerated by the launch of the Extra Savings Rewards Program. The difference in this program was the fact that it's an instant saving program. It's not a point system that gives you a mug at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And people really loved it. We signed up 5 million people in the 10 months, and we gave customers back over a billion in savings instantly at till point. People really appreciate that. We had to accelerate our whole launch program. So up to date, we've now issued more than 83 million individual offers to customers, and it really appeals to people. So it's part of the drive for getting to a smarter ShopRite, as we call it, although we have a multi-brand strategy. And if I may say that all of the brands, YouSave, ShopRite, and Checkers, have outgrown the market the entire year, every month of the year. It's just that YouSave and Checkers have outgrown it by much more. On top of that, it was then followed with a 60-60 one-hour food delivery service. We had to accelerate that. When we went into COVID, we were in 8 stores in a beta testing phase. We ended the end of June at 87 stores. And we thought as lockdown would actually go less stringent, or the levels go down, we will see a reduction in the demand on that service, but it's actually the opposite.
Absolutely, and that just proving how much convenience really matters, Pieter, at the end of the day. All of that being said, how much more scope for margin growth are you looking at your revamped Checkers versus a YouSave and a ShopRite?
Yeah, margin, you're putting me on a tight spot here. I always say, South African margin is now sitting at 6.6%, which is absolutely global best practice for a food retailer. And I'd be very happy if we can maintain that margin.
Okay, so maintaining it at 6.6%. Having said that, though, what the market has been trumpeting about when you chat to analysts is the fact that you've really driven hard on efficiencies, and that giving you, one would assume, some room to maneuver there and see potentially more upside.
Yes, the bedding down of our ERP system and the visibility, the real-time visibility we have on stock, it does help. That's why, amongst other, that we were able in the year to convert 2 billion rands worth of stock into cash. That all comes through, in the end, with the efficiencies that we are deriving from also the systems that we have, and the fact that we can feed all of this information back real time into our supply chain.
Okay, that when it comes to your South African operations, Peter, let's take it to rest of Africa here, because you know, even though you saw Liquor Shop, which represents 5.8% of supermarkets in South Africa, come under some pressure, it was tepid by you know, on most fronts. More so, you're feeling the pressure from your rest of Africa operations, where sales declined by 1.4% in rand terms. Bottom line is, rest of Africa just not worth it anymore for ShopRite?
Not at all in totality. So it's not a single statement in there. We are addressing the operating model of each country on its own. There's no one solution fits all. I'll give you an example, is that in the past year, the Angola sales in rand terms were down by almost 30%. Yet the total non-RSA operation sales were down in rand terms by 1.4%. And it just shows you how things have changed. In 2016, we had huge profits from the non-RSA operations, mostly coming from Angola, and look at how the situation looks today. So it is a fluent scenario. We currently at what I would dupe it to be the year of currencies. The weak currencies in the non-RSA operation is playing a bit of havoc with the returns of our investment in the continent. But for one, there is no stronger retail brand on the continent than ShopRite. I think the brand equity is still huge, and we will just address each country on its own in terms of its required investment returns.
Okay. Overall, Peter, do you see these kind of earnings being sustained? What's the biggest risk you face here in what is a very constrained consumer market that's had to pull very tight on purse strings?
Yeah, we are very concerned about job security, and that's the one thing that we protected as much as we could through this whole COVID, and still does. That's why we are focusing on things like productivity rather than other means of saving money. That's why I'm happy to report that our costs only increased by 6.2% for the year. We are very concerned about people losing their jobs and how we're going to fill that gap in people's disposable income, keeping them fed. ShopRite has been the one that through all the years have delivered on their promise of price. People trust us on price. It's the only retailer I know that sells a 600 gram loaf of bread for R4.99 and still does it after 3 years.
Let's leave it there, Peter. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Peter Engelbrecht is CEO of ShopRite.